Blog Talk Radio.
Soda Pop Radio. If it ain't popping, it ain't soda pop, 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 pop. Even though it's on the internet, it's still the radio. Shut the hell up and listen.
Soda Pop Radio.
Miss Liberal, fly so high, got them feeling spiritual. They call me Liberal. Bump this through that Cyprio. I'm in my mode, I'm a fucking bitch. No leash, got boss for days. No testing me, cause I'm the best. Best indeed, best believe. Game over, I'm the motor. One of a kind, killing them all. Homicide, FYI, you know I fly. Pepper planes up in the sky. So insane, I'm that main. I get the flip, Miss Independent. Sorry if I came off hella rude. Gotta show them how this shawty do, because I'm making moves. Yeah, see them hating from the side, now you lose. Ha.
Yeah. Hey, it's up in here like tampons, not what you saying, though. I eat these rappers just like Pat. Man, this ain't no game, bro. Finna murk the beat, I'm finna hurt the beat. Cause the bars I got make it verse sweet. I'm too sick, I'm too ill. My flow overdosed on NyQuil. I keep it real with the world. Better come and chicken might pull your girl. Got more bread than a bakery. Revival coming soon, just wait and see. And you know I got the swag. Damn, I be so fresh, though. Subway and for a breeze. Ain't got nothing on me. Oh, I do me, but don't masturbate. I just let them haters hate. Motivate me more so I can make them masturbate. Hey!
Individual names, talking flight attendant, take over, these are my attendants.
soak it all in. This feeling's more than awesome. I'm so amazing, and it's no debating. And some don't like pure hatred, but I'ma keep doing me. Small city, big dream. Success on my mind, and this is all I think. I'm doper than kilos. I am your hero. Grinding so hard, all I know is getting dope.
I see you smiling at me, so now I'm smiling back. What's your name? I go by Lyrical, you seem cool. I would like to know a little something about you. I can get the same and it's changed. I'm a nice girl, I can show you new things. I'm the type of chick that's never gon' act. I got your back through the thickest and I'm here. Ride or die, looking for that special guy.
You can get to know me. What's going on, Soda Pop Radio? You already know it's your boy D1 and Tay Cat.
You already know what it is.
Hey, tonight we got a special host. We got a special co-host on the building, and her name is Miss Lyrical. You already know that she's dropping some hot shit today. Hey, y'all, I just want her to say a couple things to our listeners out there and give them a little positive feedback on what they need to do to get their music out there, what they need to do to keep grinding and keep believing in their music and believing in themselves. What do you got to tell them, Ms. Lyrical?
I think, honestly, from my perspective, is that when you're a music artist, you should always have confidence in yourself. Not only that, to have that drive and grind, you know? And, you know, just make bangers. Like, just have fun with it. Like, don't, you know what I'm just saying? Just have fun with it. Don't take it too serious. So they say when you work too hard at first, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just won't. Just have fun with it, you know?
How long have you been doing music?
I've been doing music since the age of 7.
What is your message in the song? Like, what are you trying to portray to people?
If it's not my life or me talking about grinding or where I'm trying to go, it's about me just having fun in the music. Only right, because I got bars.
Queen. Y'all see her in her hat? Cole, I want a hat for my daughter. She a queen, too, but your hat's a queen, so that's on a royalty, so what does that mean?
Queen means to me, basically, I'm taking over. Like, I just want to take over the game. I want to show them, because I'm different from a lot of female artists, so I'm just trying to show them what's up.
That's right. That's right, y'all. And you know what? We got so much positive things that's going on with these generations these days as far as where they're going with their music. And personally, the thing that needs to be portrayed through music is positive, feel-good music. And I was speaking with a homeboy named As If not too long ago about just throwing out feel-good, positive music. So what do you, when you think of feel-good, positive music, what do you think of? What do you try to portray through your music as far as feel-good music?
I think what, like, to me, like, feel-good music can be just having fun. You don't have to be on no, you know, no gangster stupid stuff. It's just, me, it's just all about fun and being positive and doing what you do. You know what I'm just saying?
Hell yeah, hell yeah. You already know, but hey, off that note, tell me this, Miss Lyrical. Tell me why you needed to feel like, tell me why you need feel the need to your music to be out there. Tell me why you feel that what you do is positive. Tell me what sets you apart from other people for your music to sound banging, and why you have the confidence you have to put this music out.
I think what makes me unique, and I've heard this from a lot of people, is my style. Like, you know, when you hear, like, other female artists, you know, they kind of all sound the same, but once you go and hear my tracks, it's like, wow, like, you know, like, she got what it take. Like, I didn't hear so many people say that. Like, I feel like I had the confidence to do what I could do, you know what I'm saying? I just want to be different from everybody else. I want to stand out. I don't want to blend in the crowd.
If you had to describe your style of an artist, how would you describe that? How would you tell somebody about the way you write your music apart from everybody else? How would you present that to somebody?
How would I present it to somebody? I think to me, like, usually I just let them hear it, like, for their own self, and just tell them, like, I have what it takes as an artist, you know?
I definitely see what you're saying. But off that note, you know, we got to keep the ball rolling. We got to keep the ball rolling. So we're about to get into a few other tracks. Tell me what you want, what you feel like we need to play for the people out there right now.
You can play that summer for them.
You heard it from your girl, Miss Lyrical. We're going to be playing that summer for you. All right. We out.
On the highway, just writing. death ticket and crabby dough is. They already know I'm killing it, yeah. I'm a beast, just been a leash. All I see is the view and the feel of the summer breeze. Looking at them in my rear view. Just like I said before, I got a clear view. I bet they didn't know. I get the smooth, I'm about to slice. Yeah, my view is beyond the eyesight. All smiles, hella nice, right? I can feel it. Gang so cold, just let me reveal it. Down, down, call it vibing. On the highway, just writing. This kicking and crappy dope-ish. They already know I'm killing it. Down, down, call it vibing. On the highway, just writing. This kicking and crappy dope-ish. They already know I'm killing it, yeah.
What's going on, Soda Pop Radio? It's your boy D1 and Tay Cash. Hey, we got a caller on live, 651-348. State your name and where you calling from.
Yo, this is Mozilla calling from St. Paul, Minnesota.
Hey, you already what know is- we got the Miss Lyrical takeover. Do you want to holler at Miss Lyrical?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Dig the track. I was checking out the interview. I wanted to know, to further answer the question that was asked, what's different from your style is you say a lot of female rappers sound the same. Can you clarify that for me a little bit?
To me, I think, I don't know, like when I hear a lot of female artists, to me sometimes they sound like, you know, a lot of Nicki Minaj style, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, I hear a lot of Nicki Minaj out there, like.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. I just wanted to understand that. It's a lot of dope females out here too. But much love. Keep up the good work. I heard you're a producer also.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
For sure. Keep up the good work. Love the grind.
Yep, for sure.
Already, you heard it from our live caller. But you know what? We're going to keep the ball rolling, and we're going to keep this show going. Hey, there's a lot of hot females out there, but all y'all that want to be sounding like Nicki Minaj, hey, y'all need to catch up to Miss Lyrical's level because she's setting the bar high for y'all females out there. Keep doing your thing, and all y'all females out there trying to get it. But we're going to go into this next song, and let me clarify this for y'all. If you're trying to go live and you're trying to hear holla at Miss Lyrical, hit that one. Don't forget to hit that one. And you know what I'm saying? So we're going to go into this next track for y'all by Miss Lyrical. Boss shit. Hey, y'all, this is the instrumental to Miss Lyrical's number one boss shit. But you know what? This instrumental go hard. She's a lady producer, and just kick back, do whatever you need to do, freestyle to it, bob your head, kick back, and just jam to this boss shit, all right? Because this is some real-ass boss shit. Let's get it, and let's turn up.
Thank you. $1 million dreams. Find me in the daydream. This music runs through my bloodstream. Addicted to this music like an addict. Cause I stay at it. Can't wait till y'all see my vision. Cause I'm on a mission. No time for stopping. I'ma keep striving. 100 miles per hour. So I'ma keep driving. Paper planes touch the skies in the spotlight. This is only a preview. I'm coming super near you. I'm about to show them what this young people do. I love what I do. I'm about to reveal it. I'm vibing out. Dream big. Or you nothing. Only time can tell. It's gonna be lovely. So amazing. This dream I'm chasing.
I'ma make a difference by just shutting down. But my opinion's making that a dream. That's what it seems. I'ma make a difference by just shutting down. But my appearance,
you can tell that I'm flowing, you already know it. Like the energized money, I'ma keep it going. Me and my team and my fam, we gon' be on, that's a promise. And that's to be honest, so sure, got my foot in the door. All they had to do was let me in. Let the show begin, I'm down to win. Sucker free, whatever y'all gotta say. It ain't gon' bother me, but they gon' be quick to run up to you when they see you on BET, MTV, paparazzi chasing me. Going in so strong, always write my heart out to you, so focused. I might as well be the pen, always going ready for whatever, yeah.
I'ma make a difference by just shutting down. But my opinion's making that a dream. That's what it seems. I'ma make a difference by just shutting down. But my appearance,
I'm about to make a difference, about to shut them down with my appearance. About to clear them out something like a clearance. Dodging all the interference, flow never gets stopped. Cause I'm just a hot, I guess y'all froze out. You can feel it in the atmosphere when I'm here. Super clean, it's a queen. Going down like the submarine. Got the hottest flow on the planet. Making things like the Titanic. Cause I'm cosmic, taking this to my advantage. Too much for you to manage. If you wanna call it quick, I would advise you to sick it in the flu. I get mad, get glad. Like MJ, this is more than bad.
Getting out of dreams, that's what it seems. I'ma make a difference, I just shut them down. But my opinion's getting out of dreams, that's what it seems. I'ma make a difference, I just shut them down. But my appearance.
Who it is, D1 and Take Cash with your one and only Miss Lyrical. Hey, Take Cash got a couple questions to ask Miss Lyrical. Let's hold it down, Take Cash. What you got for him?
My first question is, who, like, what musician or artist in the music industry do you admire the most? Like, who do you look up to?
Dang, that's a hard one. I think right now I'm kind of looking up to Drake. Because I like the vibe and the style.
That's legit. That's legit. But you know what? I personally, like, I like Drake when he first came out. But the thing is, well, not, no, I didn't like Drake when he first came out. But I didn't really support Drake's stuff when it first came out. But it seems through time that Drake has really progressed and he's really found who he is. So, have you always been a Drake fan, or when did you start listening to Drake's music?
I think the first time I really started listening to Drake music is when my brother put me on to him, his first mixtape. So I was like, cool. I'm like, this dude is dope. I'm like, man, I like this. I'm like, this is hot. So that's how I started.
Yeah, and I see that you're multi-talented. You're a producer. You're a rapper. You're a singer. You all of them. So you know what? That really takes, that sets the bar high. So I see how Drake has sort of influenced you to do what you do, because you sing as well. But you got another question
Yes, I actually do. Like, how do you handle mistakes when during a stage performance?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, like, I just rehearse so much, so if I do make a step, the crowd won't even know. You know what I'm saying? So I just keep going on with it, you know? Keep the vibe going and everything.
I want to know, what would you tell artists, female artists, male artists, that's just getting into the game, you know, about basically on how to preparate themselves for a show or coming into the studio, you know, and how, what would you tell them to teach them how to take the proper steps in becoming a successful artist?
Me, like, to prepare for a show. I actually learned this from somebody else because I remember my very first show. You know, make sure that your lyrics is on point. Make sure that your music is mixed right. Not only that, too. So you won't lose your voice, because I learned this from somebody, and I lost my voice my first show. Like, use a lemon, bring a scarf. I mean, it's different when you up there and getting to moving around and be like, dang, man, I lost my voice, you know, some tea. So that's always great.
Good advice. That's good advice. ID one, take it away.
Hey, y'all, we got some real positive people in here, and I can't stress enough how much positivity runs through Soda Pop Radio. You know, if you're calling in to Soda Pop Radio, just make sure you hit that one. But you know what? We got another caller, 973-554. State your name and where you calling from.
As if, really as if in the building. I'm fucking with the O, double O. Ohio, man, in case y'all ain't know what's happening, Soda Pop.
What's going on, fam? What you gotta ask our Miss Talented, Miss Lyrical today, bruh?
Man, Miss Lyrical, I hear your track, man. Excuse me, missus, you doing your thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like the vibe, the positive thing is going on, you know what I mean? So, what I wanted to, you know, elaborate on was, you know, you're doing your thing. You are different. You know what I mean? You're truly unique. I definitely see you standing out. So, like, your steps you taking, like, for your next event? You got something going on?
Me right now, I really don't have an event coming up, but right now I'm really taking the steps on releasing this new music video called Boss Shit. We just recorded it. I mean, we just did it a couple weeks ago. It's real hot, and I can't wait to release it. So it's going to be dope.
Okay. We got, like, what you got, like, about 15 tracks on that? You killing it or something? How many tracks you going to
get? Yeah. I'm going to give y'all 13 at the most.
Yeah. Damn right. That's good news. I'm looking forward to that for real.
Yeah, for sure.
We really appreciate you, as if, for calling in and speaking to Miss Lyrical, because, you know,
yeah.
Miss Lyrical's holding it down. Much love, bro. We're going to keep this ball rolling. And remember, y'all, don't forget to hit that one if you're trying to go on live and talk to your one and only Miss Lyrical. So, but we're going to keep the ball rolling. We're not going to keep you listeners waiting. And we're going to go into this next track called Dreams and Diamonds. Here we go.
Go so hard, make them want to commit suicide. Check out my visuals, what they don't know is I want fly individual, and I ain't talking flight attendant. Take over, these are my attendants. Feel my presence, embrace it like the greatest fragrance. Feel my vibe like it's meditation. And dreams and diamonds, won't stop until I put this all into alignment. I might go, won't stop until I get that first place medal. Just see my vision, they watching like it's television, right? And I'm adding on to the game like a new addition. Word. And the dreams and diamonds, you're in tune.
it so hard. All I know is getting dough. And it's gems and diamonds. And it's girl coming to the finest. Check out my visuals. I'm one fly individual. I'm one fly individual. And it's gems and diamonds. Girl tuning to the finest. Check out my visuals. I'm one fly individual. I'm one fly individual.
YB, NFC, YB,
True Diamonds,
Dreams and Diamonds, yeah.
So the Pop Radio, what's going on? We got a few more questions to ask your girl, Miss Lyrical. What it is, Tay Cash?
Hey, I got a question about Dreams and Diamonds. What was your vibe like in the studio when you did this song?
Actually, I thought the vibe was great because I had my boy, Sega the Kid, and my boy, Drew Coolion. We was all up in there. I was like, man, it's a must. I have to make the song Dreams and Diamonds because actually that's my movement. You know, if you ever see me on the internet or if you ever go to my website, it's Dreams and Diamonds. That's my movement. I actually got a diamond tatted on me, so... If y'all with my movement, come get with it. This, that, over everything.
What made you, like, how did you come up with this whole concept of the diamond thing, like, that relates to you, like, as a person?
Because, you know, like, it's, like, hard work for a diamond until it's a diamond. So I thought, like, for me, like, how it relates to me, like, I'm working hard. I'm just trying to be that diamond. I'm trying to be that diamond that they haven't found yet, basically.
That's real deep. That's real deep. But you know what? I know we've been bushing you with questions and questions and questions. So, like, off the music note, what are some things you do in your daily life just to chill back, sit back from music? You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you need a break. Because I know myself, like, I produce a lot of stuff, whether it be making beats, whether it be in the studio, trapping, you know what I'm saying? But when you kick back, what do you do?
Whenever I kick back, I just love to chill, kick it with my friends, you know? And not only that, too, I just really like just doing me and just, I don't know, I guess perfecting me in a way. So.
I feel you. You know what?
Good to take breaks during music because it gives you more to talk about when the next song you're going to do.
Most death. And like, tell me this. When you're making an album, a mixtape, tell me what are the most key and divine elements into putting real creativity into your craft in this album that you're going to make. How long does it usually take you to come out with an album or a mixtape?
Well, this one right here that's coming up called Notebook Full of Thoughts, I've actually been working on it for a year and a half now. And to me, like, I just felt like, you know, I don't want to rush a job. I want to tell people about my story and where I'm trying to go and how hard I've been grinding. And, man, just like, I just love the fans, man. You're like, y'all the best. Like, even from fans over in Zimbabwe, Africa, that want the album. Like, man, I just know that it's a must to, you know, like, take my time and not rush it and give people hits.
Most death.
So are you currently working on a project right now?
Yes, it's called Notebook Full of Thoughts.
Notebook Full of Thoughts. When you think that's going to drop?
Trying to have it drop December 30th. Everybody's been asking me for a copy of the CD. I'm like, it's not finished. So December 30th, y'all got y'all.
To get my copy.
And to all y'all listeners out there, I want Miss Lyrical to tell y'all where you can find her music, where you can listen to it, where you can vibe to it, where you can get her motivation and really learn about Miss Lyrical as a real creative person. So tell people where you can find your music.
You can find my music on YouTube at Diamond Life TV. You can find me on Twitter at @Miss_Lyrical. You can find me on Instagram at @Miss_Lyrical. You can find me on my website at MissLyrical.Wigley.com. Everything Miss Lyrical. So come find me. Come hit me up.
All day, everything. All gold, everything. Know what I'm saying? Miss Lyrical. We're about to not keep you listeners waiting. We're about to drop into some real good stuff. So we got Forever by Miss Lyrical. Tell me this, Miss Lyrical. Was this produced by you as well?
Actually, no. This was produced by my guy down south in Texas, Major League B. Shout out to you. It was produced by him, Major League B. So if y'all need some hot beats, holler at my guy.
Alrighty. Let's not keep y'all waiting. Here we go. Forever.
Go get a check, I'm spittin' rap. Shout out to NLB, watch me hit a beat. I make these other suckers versus weak. Believe me when I say this, I'm more generated. So awesome, who would've thought this would've been the outcome? Dreams and diamonds, all I seek is this alignment. Called at the finest, all I know is grinding. Watch them follow, like Simon. I'm about to make a difference, just forever. My music, welcome to my eye show. Let the lights dim low. So grand, so exclusive. I'ma show them how I do it. This is from within. As long as I'm living, this will never end. Game frame, brand new picture. Just know I'm getting iller. This is so astounding. I can see the peak. So you know I'm climbing. What it is, looking so right though, observe what's close. I'm on fire, taking hot, something they can't knock. I got them so shocked.
What's going on, Soda Pop Radio? It's your boy D1 and
Tay Cash.
Hey, what's going on? How you feeling tonight, Ms.
Lyrical?
I am feeling wonderful. I'm glad to be here with y'all tonight.
Real talk, real talk, real talk. Hey, man, I know, like, sometimes, most of the time, people be like, how do you get over haters? Or how do you feel about those people that's hated on you from time to time? You know what I'm saying? How do you deal with your haters?
Know what? I used to let that stuff get to me, but it's like now, like, you know what they say, hate is love at the same time. So
yeah.
Why not? You know, I'm just saying, if you don't have the haters, then you must not be doing something right. You got to have them.
I agree with that. I really do. You got to have the haters in order to know what exactly that you, like, to know that you're doing something right within whatever you're doing.
Okay, but off that note, you know what? We gonna go to the next caller. We got 720-288. State your name and where you calling from.
Hey, this T Goon boy.
T Goon boy, what's going on?
I'm just out here billing it, you know what I'm saying? We just dicking it.
Hey, what kind of questions you got to ask Miss Lyrical today, bruh?
Miss Lyrical. Who is the best lyrical genius in the game right now?
Who the best what? Say it again.
Who has the best lyrics in the game right now?
Best lyrics. Dang, you got me caught on that one. Let's see. I want to say... Damn, I don't even know.
Hey, I can pick up that question for her. And me personally, I know this dude, T Goon. And this dude, T Goon, is a strong Drake fan, which, hey, you know how I feel about Drake. But personally, for me, hold on, Kendrick Lamar is killing the lyric game right now. He's the best lyricist right now. How you feel about that, T Goon?
I'm kind of up there with you. Him or J. Cole?
J. Cole? J. Cole, okay,
yeah,
okay, okay.
Up there too.
Okay. You got any shout outs, T Goon?
I shout out to all my DC buds, you know what I'm saying?
Say that again.
Uh-huh. I got a shout out to all my BT bloods.
What are those?
Bloods, bro. We got a BT out here.
Oh, CT, yeah.
Nah, BT. Fuck a CT.
Alright, but you know what, bro?
What, bro?
We appreciate you calling in. You got any other shout outs other than your CT bloods? You know, we gonna keep the ball rolling with Miss Lyrical because she's the one holding it down today. So we gonna, on that note, get back to you. Peace.
All right, see ya.
Hey, this next track we about to get to is called Get to Know You. I got another question though. What does Get to Know You? What is this?
Actually, I wrote this song a little bit back ago. I like this song. I like this song because it's a, you know how you just want to get to know a person in your life, you know, that significant other it could be. So that's what the song is about. You get to know me. I get to know you. We can show each other, you know.
I feel you. Here we go. We're going to keep the ball rolling.
If you're single, we can mingle. I see you smiling at me, so now I'm smiling back. What's your name? I go by Lyrical, you seem cool. I would like to know a little something about you. I can get the same and it's changed. I'm a nice girl, I can show you new things. I'm the type of chick that never gon' act. I got your back through the thick and thin, I'm here. Ride or die, looking for that special guy.
We can mingle. How you like the sun and that? We can kick it in the back. You can get to know me. I can get to know ya. You can get to know me. We can show each other. If you sing though, we can mean though. How you like the sun and that? We can kick it in the back. You can get to know me. I can get to know ya. You can get to know me. We can show each other.
Now that we got to know each other, you got me like, wow. This is where the beat taking time out just to come see me. You're so sweet, you are my treat. But I'm so smooth. So many things I like about you, I know you do too. It gets further than this, but only if you keep it cool. It can be just me and you. So far, we kick it off real nice. You got me thinking, this can be right. Like how you take me out for hours. Nothing on my mind at this moment but you. And this is what
I do. If you're single, we can mingle. How you like the
How you like the sun and that? We can kick it and relax. You can get to know me. I can get to know you. You can get to know me. We can show each other. If you think so, we can mean go. How you like the sun and that? We can kick it and relax. You can get to know me. I can get to know you. You can get to know me. We can show each other. Now it's back to me. Official you and me. It's getting real deep. You got me in the club, mind so gone, in the comfort zone. You said I'm not right type, nothing like some others. You said you like the love that I show. You telling me that I can be wifey. I'm like, stop playing. And then you say for real, I'm just saying. I can see us in the future, us holding hands, letting them know that you're my man, you're my knight. Everything feels so bright, beautiful like the sunset view. This is cool, it feels so brand new. If you're single, we can lingo. How you like the sun and that? We can kick it and relax. You can get to know me, I can get to know you. You can get to know me, we can show each other. If you're single, we can lingo. How you like the sun and that? We can kick it and relax. You can get to know me, I can get to know you. You can get to know me, we can show each other.
Yo, what's up? What you doing? Well, you should be listening to Soda Pop Radio, the station that pop, 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 pop. Tune in to me, your girl, your host of Way Back Wednesdays. Yo, I don't think you heard me. It's Way Back Wednesday, so you know we playing the classics. Check me out, Golden Brown, because we hoes it down. Yep, 8:30 to 10:30 on Wednesdays on Soda Pop Radio.
Third Eye Entertainment presents the Crack It Up Comedy Tour, Sunday, November 17th, starring Def Comedy Jam's own Pierre, located at Willeski's Blue Saloon, 1638 Wright Street in St. Paul. Hosted by me, Chantel Singh. Music by KMOJ's own Dan Speak. Doors at 8 p.m., show at 9 p.m. sharp. Sponsored by Haircut City Metro Wireless and Alara Associates.
Hey, what's up, Twin Cities? It's your boy, Pierre.
Also including comedian Do Nasty and T-Ray. For more info and ticket outlets, Urban Life, Digital City, and Earth, or 651-274-2953.
What up, Twin Cities? It's your boy Dino the Bambino. Hater Proof Customs, we in the building. Come check us out at 816 East 38th Street.
38th in Chicago.
We got logos, decals, signs, custom shirt printing, picture printing, vinyl lettering, 1 hour tees, rest in peace tribute tees, screen printing. We got it all. And we welcome everybody. Churches, corporations, sports teams, fashion designers, entertainers, groups, squads, clubs, businessmen, or support your favorite team. Hater Proof Customs. If you can see it, we can do it. Call 612-367-4685. That's 612-367-4685.
Hey, y'all, what's going on? That's your boy, Dino the Bambino, would put it on my T-shirt. You know what I'm saying? Much love to that man. He stays plugging us with the T-shirts, yo. But, hey, we're going to keep rolling the ball in and keep butchering Miss Lyrical with these questions that we have. You know what I'm saying? We gonna really get everything in our power to make sure what Miss Lyrical's about. But yeah, we gonna ask you some more questions. What's going on with it, Finesse?
All right, Miss Lyrical. So as an artist in Twin Cities, I wanna know, what do you think it is that keeps us apart from each other from being united as artists up here?
Yeah, I actually talk about that a lot. I think it's not enough love. Like, to me, like, I think we need to come together, get off the BS. Like, nobody haven't made it yet. Let's get together and show everybody what the state is made of. Like, we have so much dope music up here. It's ridiculous. Like, man, I listen to so many dope artists I support. Like, man, it's crazy. I think we just need to get off the BS, come together and do what we got to do. Come on, let's build something here. Let's build an empire.
Real talk, real talk. But off that note, we got some callers in for you. 651-348. State your name and where you calling from.
I'm calling from St. Paul.
How you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing good. As an artist from back in the day, I just wanted to know, well, I'm still in the game, but as far as your support system, like family and the people that's there for you, who you got supporting you, you know, and how do y'all go by that and staying humble?
Me, who I got supporting me. My mom is a very big supporter. She one that put me in the studio and stuff. And
That's right.
Yeah, you know, like, she's like one of my big supporters, and we just try to, you know, she just even try to push, like, she always be there at every show. And then, like, from my other team members, you know, we just try to grind hard, stay humble, network, and do what we got to do.
That's right. Okay. Now, as far as your love life, what's going on with that? You got a man?
Ooh, do I got a man? No, I don't have a man yet.
Now, I'm going to tell you.
I don't know. I might be working on something, you might say, but yeah.
Don't get one yet. Take care of your business and keep grinding.
No doubt.
That's right. All right, much love, baby.
Thank you.
Peace.
Yeah, Soda Pop Radio, your boy Mr. Music, 714-242-6167 is our number to call. Press that one if you want to get on live. You know I got to hit y'all with some of them other questions from my side as the manager and the program director. Hey, yo, my question to you is, obviously I know you're from Minnesota. I know you support a lot of people. There's so many different artists out here, different this, different that. Is there any artists out here you haven't linked up with? Is there any maybe even models or people outside of the industry you want to work with or anything that you haven't had that chance to? There's a chance for you right now to reach out to them while you're on the air.
Yeah, there's a lot of people here I would love to network with, like that guy Soda. Who else? B.Dot Croc, I really love her music. Her music is dope. And also the Lioness too. She hot, man. I hope to get collaborations with them pretty soon. They hot. I really look up to them in a lot of ways.
My last question to you is, before I leave here, what do you feel as an artist is the most important thing for you to get yourself out there, outside of being in the studio, outside of writing lyrics and all that, making beats? What do you feel is the best thing for you business-wise to help you get to that next level? And I only ask you that because I'm in the managing game now and oversee some other stuff, so I want to know what your perspective as an artist is on that.
I think my perspective is get out there and network. You know, you never know who you're talking to. Get out there and network, because it's more than just the recording and writing music. I mean, for yourself to really get out there, network, talk to people and stuff like that, you know?
I ain't mad at you. So y'all heard what she said, man. This is your boy, Mr. Music, one of the hardest networkers out here. So all your other cats out there that feel networking and not being the social media, being in the streets and talking to people ain't working for you, Ms. Lyrical said it herself, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get a mic back to D1, Tay Cash, your hot dog man, a.k.a. Mayweather, a.k.a. Finesse, and Mr. Music, a.k.a. Money Soda Music is out of here. You dig?
Let's get it. Turn up. Hey, off that note, we ain't going to keep y'all listeners waiting. We going to keep throwing this hot shit at you. So just tune in, kick back, and we going to play Gotta Get It by Ms. Lyrical.
Ms. Lyrical!
What I mean is, you can never trust me, never. Bad nigga, good enough. No more looking back on the past. So while I'm standing here breathing, you can tell it's my last. Just watch questions, answer later. It's a new creator, time to do a major. Yeah, I'm going in strong, even if I had to stand alone. Now I'm gone, Miss Diamond, I'm shining, so amazing. Yeah, I know, you gotta sound stupid if you don't think that I'm the ish. I
but that magic always snapping, cause I'm going in. Yeah.
Yeah, you're a baby, gotta get the paper. The official list, take the time to listen to this. Hands down, enough said. Next level, bump bed. Put it together, need a regret. Skill so ill, you know the deal. Smile on my face, I gotta beat. I'm the teacher, watch me teach. Stay in disbelief, but not me. Too bad if you disagree. And that's guaranteed. Too real, I know the difference. No time for faking, I'm taking it. So committed, cause I'm on that really. While y'all does, on that silly. Y'all don't even matter. Be dangin' in front of top 10. Reach me with the higher ladder. ML all day, my way. On the move, yeah, like I'm walking through the skyway. Yeah, do it, baby. Gotta get the paper.
Guess I'm near high. You think you calling shots? I think not. Damn, I noticed something that I'm super hot. I like this a lot. I'm on the spot so cocky at this moment. Really don't care. Got a minute to say. Try me if you dare. While I'm here, time to shut it down. Cause I'm bound to do it anyway. So press play. Ayy.
Soda Pop Radio, how is it going? It's your boy D1. Remember to call that number 714-242-6167. You dig? Hey, we got some more questions for you, girl, Miss Lyrical. How you doing, Miss Lyrical, on this Turn Up Tuesday?
I'm doing great.
Hey, I know my boy Tay Cash got a few more questions for you, as well as your boy Finesse. So we're going to let them shoot you some questions.
What motivated you to do that song, Gotta Get It?
That motivated me because I come from a family of hustlers. So, you know, we gotta get it. So it's just about keep going, keep grinding.
So I want to know, like, besides Drake, what female artists have inspired you to do your thing? Like, Bossy Brown, Lil' Kendrick, Minaj, Alicia Keys. Lauryn Hill. I mean, which one of those that really give you that you listen to on a regular basis that, you know, helps you, inspires you to write your music?
I mean, I do like some of Nicki Minaj stuff. She do have some dope stuff I have listened to. And I also think like even like me, cause like even like even before my time, sometimes I even go back and listen like to Queen Latifah, the Brat, Eve, you know them, they dope.
I feel that. Back to the basics, you know what I'm talking about. So we're gonna go to the next track. What track you gonna play next? If you out there, you want to call in to the Pop Radio, 714-242-6167. Press the number one. Talk to your host and your co-host on Soda Pop Radio. Turn Up Tuesday. Let's go.
Let's get it.
What y'all do so y'all can just hang it up. My life is surrounded by music. Got all the groupies rooting. Now I live a positive life, but I do keep people moving. Dance to these lyrics I kick and try to feel my struggle. With life for my money, the devil, but no, I keep it humble. Recognize I'm a real rapper, unlike these niggas that mumble. But realize I pay homage, but I still had to astonish. Even though these haters on my back, I still play it cool. They on my back like a backpack on a kid who hates school. I'm just saying we can all shine, but slacking ain't in my dictionary, so don't stop my grind.
I don't really think y'all can see what I'm seeing. Eyes wide open and it feels like I'm dreaming. I don't really think y'all can see what I'm seeing. See what I'm seeing, see who I'm being. I don't really think y'all can see what I'm seeing. Eyes wide open and it feels like I'm dreaming. I don't really think y'all can see what I'm seeing. See what I'm seeing, see what I'm being.
Put it on my Twin Cities. It's your boy Dino the Bambino. Hater Proof Customs, we in the building. Come check us out at 816 East 38th Street.
38th in Chicago.
We got logos, decals, signs, custom shirt printing, picture printing, vinyl lettering, 1 hour tees, rest in peace tribute tees, screen printing. We got it all. And we welcome everybody. Churches, corporations, sports teams, fashion designers, entertainers, groups, squads, clubs, businessmen, or support your favorite team. Hater Proof Customs. If you can see it, we can do it. Call 612-367-4685. That's 612-367-4685.
What's good, Sword Up Pop Radio? You are tuned in to Ms. Lyrical's Takeover on Sword Up Pop Radio. Your boy D1, Take Cash, Mr. Music, and me, Finesse, the Midwest Best. We in the building right now. So, Ms. Lyrical, you've been living in Minneapolis for how long now?
All my life.
All your life. Okay, so what was it like growing up in Minneapolis for you? And how, you know what I'm saying, do you love your city? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, what was your experience like growing up in the hood in Minnesota?
Me, I love it here. Minnesota is dope. I'm actually from St. Paul, but Minneapolis is my second home. I just love it, man. I just love my city.
Hey, that's what's up. So I got a question for you. Was there any negative or positive things that you experienced in your neighborhood?
Yeah, actually, I haven't talked about it in one of my songs. I lost my brother Juju some years back ago, and I actually recorded a song called Distorted Image, you know, trying to tell, the young brothers, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's more to life than gang banging and guns all the time. So my brother lost his life to, you know, stupid stuff, and, you know, I'm just trying to bring a positive vibe and let everybody know, you know, especially the young guys, you know, they need guidance, so that's what I try to do.
So, you know how the hood can be. So, growing up in the hood in Minneapolis and St. Paul, how you set yourself aside from what everybody else was doing, the inner crowd, as they would call it? How was you different, and how did you stay away from that type of crowd?
Me, if it wasn't for my mom, honestly, because music was the only thing that I really loved to do. If it wasn't music, then it wasn't nothing else. So she always put, like, me, my brother, and my homie, she always paid for studio time for us and pushed us in the studio. Like, y'all do that. That's something positive. We don't need y'all here on the street. Go ahead and do music. You know, if that's something that y'all love to do, do it.
I noticed that she referenced to your mom a lot tonight on the show. She must be really there for you, you know, saying, for your music, and very inspiring to you and what you're doing, supportive. So shout out to all the moms out there that support their kids and their craft and their music and whatever they're doing in their life. Shout out to all the moms out there that are holding their kids down, for sure.
I absolutely agree with that, because I have a supportive mom as well. And you got to have somebody supportive on your side to keep you pushing and motivated to do what you do. So what is the next song that we're going to get into, Ms. Lyrical?
What if? Yeah.
All right, y'all heard it from Ms. Lyrical. We got to get into this next track called What If. Let's get it.
So much, so I just hold it in.
My only focus is to win, and my gift is to live. Yeah. Yeah, and with this is all I'm writing for. Never get to see what's in store. Yeah, and with this is my passion. Trying to get them to see my picture, can you imagine? Yeah, and with this is all I'm writing for. Never get to see what's in store. Yeah, and with this is my passion. Trying to get them to see my picture, can you imagine?
Hey, Soda Pop Radio, the radio that pops. You know it's your boy D1, Tay Cash, Finesse in the building. Hey, y'all, we've been having a really great show. I really love the vibe that's going on in the studio station at Soda Pop Radio. Hey, your boy D1, he's about to be out the building. So, you know, Finesse, Tay Cash, and Miss Lyrical is going to be holding it down. It's the takeover. Be ready because, you know, when Miss Lyrical's next album drop, you better get it. You better get it. Remember who that was? It's your boy D1. We're going to keep the ball rolling. We're going to give the mic to Mr. Finesse. Rocking that Soda Pop Radio.
The Midwest best. You already know this Soda Pop Radio. The radio that pops. Up in this piece, you know what I'm talking about. Got Tay Cash in here. What up, Caleb? He over in the cut, posted up, showing his support to local artists and to the team. So, Miss Lyrical, what is it you want to say to your audience right now? What do you want to let them know?
I would like to let y'all know, thank y'all for listening in. It's dope. And I want to give a big shout-out to my fans and everybody. Make sure y'all come hit me up on Facebook at Miss Lyrical, Twitter, Miss_Lyrical, Instagram, Miss_Lyrical, website, MissLyrical.weebly.com, everything Miss Lyrical. So come holler at me.
All right, and Tay Cash, what's on your mind right now, man? What you want to say to people?
All I got to say is, whatever you're doing out there, just stay positive and just keep grinding and doing what you're doing. Like, don't let nobody come in between what are you doing, like, and all that. Like, so just keep grinding and keep doing what you're doing.
I'll shoot one more question before I leave. Don't forget it's your boy D1. But, you know, I got to tell you, Ms. Clerical, there's some times and some points in my life to where I ran into, like, a give-up stage. You know what I'm saying? When you hit that give-up stage, that means there's – certain energies that came into your life to where it's trying to make you to stop what you're doing because you're doing positive things. I just want to let you know that beyond all the bullshit, beyond all the negativity that comes your way, keep pushing because you're headed to positive things in your life and the sky is the limit. So here's my question. Have you came to a point where you've ever felt like giving up in your career or what you've been doing?
Yes, actually, I have a couple years ago because, you know, I sound so young, but I'm 21, but I sound so young and some people don't take me serious. But, like, you know, I just talk to people and people always say I have what it takes and I'm different. So, like, why not keep striving and keep grinding for what I want? So, you know, that made me think a lot. And I'm like, you know, that makes a lot of sense. So why not? Like, let me keep grinding. Let me go get it. Yeah. Let me show these people what I'm really about, whether I sound young or not. So. Yeah.
I feel you on that because, I mean, I question, like, why am I engineering? Why am I trying to be an artist? You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, I'm really doing this. Like, why do I give up now? If I'm doing it, why not continue? So that's a key thing to keep in the back of your mind. Whatever you're doing, don't stop at it regardless how you feel because everybody's going to have difficult times in their life to where they're feeling uneasy about what they're doing. But just stick to it, stay positive, keep grinding, and I'm telling you, the sky's the limit, we global. But I'm about to be out of here. It's your boy D1, Tay Cash, Finesse, my co-host, and your boy. Yell it out loud, Caleb. CG. Hey, Ms. Lyrical, I'm out of here. It was a pleasure meeting you. I'm a new fan. Can't wait to get on the track. We're going to collab, make some dope-ass beat. They ain't going to be ready, so. Go to Pop Radio.
Go to Pop Radio. Radio that pulse. All right, D1. You know what I'm saying? We'll see you next time. Turn up Tuesdays all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? So, Miss Lyrical, I'm going to ask you another question. Now, a lot of artists out there trying to be an artist, trying to get in the game, and they experience a thing we call writer's block. Everybody hasn't had it. If you're an artist, you don't have writer's block. How do you deal with that? How do you deal with, you know, you're in the studio or you got a beat playing and you got a few lines down, and you're like, what the hell do I say next? How do you deal with that?
Me always take the approach of stepping back, because sometimes you just got to step back and let your mind relax a little bit, you know, so you can get that vibe and energy back going. So that's what I do. I just take a step back, just forget it for a little bit. Then I come back to it, and then next thing you know, I got a whole song finished.
Exactly. Don't rush anything. If you rush it, they're going to flush it. You're going to fuck it all up. You got to take your time and do it right. All right? Let's get it in. The next song is going to be Love. Now what's love? What's this about? You in love? Who you love?
No, I'm not in love. I wrote this song probably when I was in love, probably with somebody. But, yeah, so it's just about that person that you really digging. So, yeah.
All right. Number love for all the listeners out there on Soda Pop Radio. This is for you guys. Let's get it.
Yeah. M to the L. Yeah. You got me tripping off the things that you do, huh? Yeah, you have a clue, huh? Just a clue. You loving me, I'm loving you. I feel like you can be Mr. Right. Beautiful, beautiful, like the moonlight. Feels like a fairy tale, make believe when you around. I can hardly speak, you make me weak. Got my heart skipping beats. Never really felt this way. Yeah, been tripping on the things that you do when it's me and you. You got me tripping on the things that you. Always by my side, heat up like the fire sky. So complete, that candy so sweet. And gone front, I can admit. Always thinking about you. Love it how we kick it. All smiles, this is so wicked. Love it how you hold me close. Don't wanna let me go. As if you were my hero. You got me tripping on the things that you do when it's done. Me and you. You got me tripping on the things that you. Me and you.
you doing? Well, you should be listening to Soda Pop Radio, the station that pop, 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 pop. Tune in to me, your girl, your host of Way Back Wednesdays. Yo, I don't think you heard me. It's Way Back Wednesday, so you know we playing the classics. Check me out, Golden Brown, because we hose it down. Yep, 8:30 to 10:30 on Wednesdays on Soda Pop Radio.
Third Eye Entertainment presents the Crack It Up Comedy Tour, Sunday, November 17th, starring Def Comedy Jam's own Pierre, located at Willeski's Blue Saloon, 1638 Wright Street in St. Paul. Hosted by me, Chantel Singh. Music by KMOJ's own Dan Speak. Doors at 8 p.m., show at 9 p.m. sharp. Sponsored by Haircut City Metro Wireless and Alara Associates.
Hey, what's up, Twin Cities? It's your boy, Pierre.
Also including comedian Do Nasty and T-Ray. For more info and ticket outlets, Urban Lights, Digital City, and Earth, or 651-274-2953.
What up, Twin Cities? It's your boy, Dino the Bambino. Hater Proof Customs, we in the building. Come check us out at 816 East 38th Street.
38th in Chicago.
We got logos, decals, signs, custom shirt printing, picture printing, vinyl lettering, one-hour tees, rest in peace tribute tees, screen printing. We got it all. And we welcome everybody. Churches, corporations, sports teams, fashion designers, entertainers, groups, squads, clubs, businessmen, or support your favorite team. Hater Proof Customs. If you can see it, we can do it. Call 612-367-4685. That's 612-367-4685.
You're tuned in to Soda Pop Radio, the radio that pops. This your boy, Mr. Mayweather, a.k.a. Finesse the Midwest Best. You got your boy, Mr. Music, Take Cash. We in this thing with Miss Lyrical. What's going on, Miss Lyrical? How you feeling right now?
I'm feeling great.
All right. So, Mr. Music, how you doing tonight?
I'm feeling good as usual. No complaints from me, baby.
All right. So, do you have anything you want to ask the host, about Take Cash, myself, something about radio?
Me? What made y'all want to do Soda Pop?
Well, what happened was, you know, I sent out 1,500 emails. You know what I'm saying? No. Y'all laughing. I'm like, serious. 1,500 emails to Def Jam, Interscope Records says, is there any work I could do from home? I'll be a maintenance man on your doors, whatever. Just I'll mow lawns outside the record label just to get my way up in there, you know what I'm saying? So I send, I'm here, Lady E, Lorenzo Hampton, Razz Lounge, all these people trying to get something in. After like 1,000 emails, I was like, man, nobody trying to fuck with your boy. All right, so I went in the corner, fell off the press, but came back with another 500, you know what I mean? Right when I was going to say fuck it, you know what I'm saying? He like, oh, I got you. Like, this is Sean from Soda Pop, you know what I mean? He like, hey, let me meet you at IPR, woo. And he was like, hey, you want to be an intern? I told my background, high school for recording arts, man. You know what I mean? I'm an IPR now after that. He like, nigga, you know what, man? Forget that internship. You're going to be a DJ in 2 days. I'm like, okay, nigga, okay. He like, he see how I was rocking and grinding in 2 weeks. He's like, hey, you know what? I see what you're doing. Let's be the program director. And so after that, I grabbed Tay Cash. I grabbed D1. I grabbed Golden Brown. You know, we had a new team. It was like, here we are now. You know what I'm saying? We're doing our thing. We're popping out here. And it's like, that's it from me. Now, that's how I got to this Soda Pop thing, you dig?
Hey, and I got to admit, the first time that he invited us on the show, it was like a real crazy experience for me. We was in the room, and we had got on air and all that. And I got to admit, like, I was hella nervous when I was on air the first time. Yeah. But it allows me to step out my comfort zone, because I'm not, you know, Hey Cash is not really a social person, but it allows me to step out of my comfort zone. So I'm gonna pass the mic back to Finesse.
What it do? Boy Finesse, the Midwest Best. We in here. So for me, I always supported local artists. I always want to support them. I'm an artist myself, so I know what it feels like to want to get out there. So, for a while, I was on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, networking with everybody, posting 8 different events, their songs, their mixtapes. And then I came to IPR, and I met up with D1 and Tay Cash on the radio show, and they liked my vibe. They liked how, you know, I presented myself on air. So they offered me an internship. a 3-day trial to prove myself to be able to be worthy to be on Solar Power Radio. So I did my thing and made a few moves. They was happy with it. So now here I am, a co-host on Turn Up Tuesdays, Turn the Fuck Up with Miss Lyrical, Take Cash, D1, and Mr. Music Don't Lose It. He gonna prove it, and he's the best. We the best. Solar Power Radio. We in here.
Hey, y'all make sure y'all stay checking this out, man. If y'all want y'all music played, Solar Pop Radio, that email to hit is musicentretail@gmail.com. In case you ain't had the pen next to you, can't put it in your phone one more time for you. musicentretail@gmail.com. Also, long, if you want to get live on that line right now, 714-242-6167 is the number to call. Press that one, talk to us, man. We in here, man. What's up, man? How you feeling, baby?
I'm feeling good in the building. I'm turned up. You turned up. We turned up. You turned up, Lyrical.
I'm turned up.
Turned up, take care.
I'm turned up, man.
Hey, Kayla, you turned up?
Turn it up.
Hey, brother, over there in the cut, just posted that you turned up. Yeah. All the way. Hey, is y'all out there turned up? Is you turned up? Call in. Let us know if you turned up on Turned Up Tuesday. Let's go.
All right, this next song we finna get into is called True Story by your girl, Miss Lyrical. Let's turn up.
Just to hear what we can do. Let's say you got them youngins in the booth. I swear it was hecka cool. Tryna show them something new with the group. I remember going back and forth on what trust we should do. Got my own studio. I know for a fact I'm making moves. Remember senior year in high school. Came to a letter in the mail from Hilltop Records. Like, damn, is this for real? Not signed yet. I hope to be. I just need y'all to believe in me. Cause I'm gone and I'm trying my hardest. Cause you only did once, hoping and praying a bunch. Years go past, even months, me and my team, we got it. Always in the booth flowing. Yeah, I'm already knowing.
Oh, they believe in me, please see my vision, please. Cause I'm dreaming, dreaming. Cause I'm dreaming, dreaming. Cause I'm dreaming. Oh, they believe in me, please see my vision, please. Cause I'm dreaming, dreaming. Cause I'm dreaming, dreaming. Cause I'm dreaming, yeah. Oh,
Yeah, Soda Pop Radio, Turn Up Tuesdays, Mr. Music in this thing, man. There's a lot of motherfuckers up in here, you know what I'm saying? First of all, got to give a shout-out to my girl, you know what I'm saying, Miss Lyrical. How you feeling over here, girl?
Feeling great. I'm feeling great.
The mixtape she dropping it on us, you know what I'm saying? Notebook full of thoughts, you know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, I also got Tay Casher here with me. I got Vanessa, a.k.a. Mayweather. I got Aziz with me, my man Caleb Green, this thing too, man. We just rocking out to her mixtape, enjoying everything that I'm hearing, enjoying all the answers I'm hearing for these questions. My question to you next is, outside of rap, because you seem like you're one of them sisters, you multi-talented. So with that being said, Hustler realized next, another Hustler has skills also. So I ain't going to say, do you do something outside of rap? Tell us what you do outside of rap, because I know you're getting busy.
What I do outside of rap, I do graphic design. I love graphic design. I got my own clothing line called Elevation Clothing for ladies and fellas and kids. So come holler at me. What else do I do, man? I do a whole bunch. Movies. No, but I could do some acting for y'all. But yeah, so I mean, I'm just trying to do everything, like whatever it takes. I mean, I'm just trying to show everybody I know how to do a whole bunch of different stuff. I produce everything.
Just like Lance Hill said on his show, keep your hands in 1,000 pots, you never go broke. So she out here doing her thing. She only 21 years old, right? 21 years old and she's doing big things. So that means you can do whatever you want to do, whenever you want to do it, whatever age, 18, 19, 20, 21, it's not too early or too late to start. Make it happen. Hey, take cash. Can I tell you what I'm saying to people? Okay, well, right now, go to the next track.
Before we go to this next track, man, let me say something to these motherfuckers out here, man. Because I feel like there's a lot of people out there in Minnesota that's not respecting each other correctly out here in the local music scene, whether it's for promoters, managers, club owners, managers. I mean, just every different part of the game. So it's like, we need to really unify, come together to make this shit right for the artists, which will make it right for the clubs, which will make it right for the engineers. We need to be prepared because 2014 is coming. We shouldn't approach it in the same way we approached the last 10 years or 5 years of hip-hop in Minnesota. So if y'all really want this shit to happen, man, let's come together. Because at the end of the day, what city is it? Shakopee? They throw the biggest hip-hop event in Minnesota every year, right? Every year, you hear what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's like we got so many rappers and singers and dancers and models and this and that here. We could be throwing our own shit here every goddamn year. You understand what I'm saying? So, but we do that here, niggas be like, oh, well, I don't fuck with this nigga. I feel I'm better than this. Y'all niggas be putting your egos away because y'all niggas ain't selling means to copy. Y'all niggas are not performing outside of Minnesota like that. So it's like, come together. When Mike Jones and them came together in Texas, y'all seen Mike Jones, Paul Wall, Slim Thug represent all sides together. When them boys in Florida, Plies and Two Guns, what's his name? Two Guns or Two whatever, you know what I'm saying? Two Pistols. Two Pistols with Flo Rida. They was all together when they came out in the city. So if y'all niggas don't learn how to unify, don't expect nothing from us because we here to support niggas for real. So if y'all ain't going to be part of the movement, how the fuck is going to happen? You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I know we probably asked you this already earlier. What do you feel needs to change out here with the unity thing? Do you feel it's individual attitudes? Or do you feel it's everything like that, the engineers and the men is part of the problem?
I think that, yeah, just like you said before, like all the egos and just all the dumb shit. Like, come on now. Like, everybody's not out here, you know, selling all them records and doing what they saying or who better than who. It's about coming together and getting the shit together and let people know what Minnesota's all about. Like, we got to let them know that we the shit. Like, we came, let's get this shit and put it on live. You know, we have a lot of talent out here. It's time to do what it do.
I like that. I like that. So with that being said, we're going to go to the lines. I want to call and get in line. 714-242-6167 is the number. I already know, you know what I'm saying? 209-898 number. Please say your name and where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Stockton, California.
Uh-oh, we got Sunny CA in the building, girl. You got your shorts on over there. We over here in jackets. How you feeling?
The weather's nice out here. I got on sweats and a tank top, walking in this nice breezy air.
I ain't mad at you. So you got any shout outs? You want to say what's up to Ms. Lyrical over here holding it down?
I want to give a shout out to the radio band. the honor of the station.
So you want to give a shout out to Soda Pop Radio as a whole? We appreciate that. We appreciate that. You going to make sure you tune in every day with us?
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, so give your shout out one more time. Oh, she hung up. Well, she hung up, y'all, so we're going to go to the next caller. I think I know who this is. A little Soda Pop love in the house. With that being said, 612-219, say your name and stay where you're calling from, baby.
Man, this King Sean, a.k.a. Mr. Do The Most, a.k.a. Afro in the building. Man, you know I'm calling from the same pillar. Give a shout out to everybody in my Soda Pop crew doing the damn thing. Shout out to Miss Lyrical coming on the station today, man. The first female to come on the station and rip shit up. Thank you. It's a blessing to have you on the station today. For real. On top of that, though.
Thank you. That's what's up. Much love.
Yeah. On top of that, though, first of all, the callers that just called in, I got to give a shout out to my, those are my peoples in Stockton. So shout out to Nani G and shout out to Nani. Well, actually, no, I'm going to go ahead and say TT. I love you, little sis. Thank you for calling in. You've been there thick and thin. You already know what it is. Shout out to all my family in Stockton, too, and everybody that's in California right now, man. Showing love to it. Man, I do got a question. You already know what I do, music. You know I always come at them. So, you know,
I was
do
waiting
got a question.
For my nigga. I was like, as soon as I seen that number, I said, it's time for that industry time right now. Let's get into business, baby. Let's get it. Here we go.
Yes. Okay. It's Lyrical.
Yeah.
How long you been rapping?
I've been rapping since the age of 7.
Since the age of 7. Okay, yes. I'm gonna take you into some industry shit because this is what I do all the time.
Okay.
Let me see. Where should I go with this? Last time I talked about mechanical royalties. This time I'm gonna talk about. Okay, yeah, check this out. So, what do they call a final product when it goes to a retail store? What is the price that they're calling when it goes to a retail store when they trying to estimate how much it costs?
You know what? You got me stumped on that one. I ain't going to front.
Okay. For all you artists out there, the reason why I be giving out, throwing this shit out, because I want my artists to have some knowledge about what's going on in this music
right,
business.
Exactly.
Because it's,
I love
because
taking
it's,
in knowledge.
It's 10% music, 90% business. Okay.
Right.
What they call it before it goes to, when they estimate a price, before it goes to retail, it's called the suggested retail price. So,
okay.
For me saying that, you got two type of prices. You got the wholesale price, and you got the suggested retail price. The suggested retail price is what the like Sam Goody's, Best Buy, Radio Shack, or anybody that sells CDs. That's how much the suggested retail price is.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
The wholesale price is a base price that Best Buy, Sam Goody's, or anybody else will buy the CD at from the manufacturers or from the record labels.
Okay.
So you understand it?
Yeah.
Got it?
Thank you.
Good, man. You see, that's what I'm talking about, man. Put that knowledge into my local artists so they know when they get out there, they know how to get this money the right way. Y'all better tune in to Soda Pop Radio, Radio That Pop, because we definitely going to edumacate you. I didn't say educate you. I said edumacate you.
That's your boy, Keyshawn. Thanks for calling in. It's your boy, Mr. Mayweather, a.k.a. Finesse of Midwest Best. I'm going to pass the torch back over to Mr. Music. Don't lose it.
Yeah,
man, it's your boy, Mr. Music. We about to go into our shout-outs real quick. Before we get out of here, King Sean, the boss, the CEO, the owner, the rock behind Soda Pop, we're going to start with your shout-outs first, baby. Who your shout-outs this tonight, my man?
Man, first of all, you know I got to give a shout-out to that man upstairs. Always, forever, man. He's the one holding me down through the trials and tribulations that I'm going through. Shout-out to all my kids. Shout-out to my big moms, man. How many times I fight with y'all, y'all already know them houses. That when I get rich, y'all all going to have a house. Definitely that real nigga shit right there. Shout-out to my Soda Pop crew, because without y'all, I don't even know if I would even keep doing this shit, because every day I feel like just throwing shit away. But, yeah, I know I got my niggas I got to grind with. So, shout-out to my whole Soda Pop crew, man. Y'all the best, definitely, and we are the best. For real, like DJ Kelly. Shout-out to Lyrical for coming on to Soda Pop Radio, dropping their mixtape and all that stuff, man. I love to hear new local music, definitely. And being the first female artist to come to Soda Pop Radio to drop their music, you're going to go down in history, definitely that. We'll definitely be working with you because we would call you the first lady. Definitely that. And that's about it, man. And whole Minnesota, man. Shouts out to y'all.
Alright, bet. So we're going to get a mic to Tay Cash. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, first things first, I'd like to give a shout out to my mom. Shout out to Miss Lyrical for coming in the show and holding it down for us, giving everybody her music. Shout out to Mr. Music for letting me be a part of this, like this whole Soda Pop Radio thing. Shout out to Finesse for being a host to it on Turn Up Tuesday. And I'd like to give another shout out to God for getting me through everything and all the positive stuff that I'm going through like right now and what I've been through before. It made a bigger impact on my life. So I just passed the mic to like Finesse.
What's good? It's your boy, Mr. Hot Dog Man, a.k.a. Finesse, the Midwest Best of Soda Pop Radio. My first shout out will be to God. He put us here tonight to do this show. He has blessed us all to be able to move forward, to bring out our talents. He gave us our talents that we have to use it according to how we use it. Now, also a shout out to my mom at my girl, Jazzy Love, give you a shout out. Mr. Music, Take Cash. Miss Lyrical came down here. She killed it. Set the bar for all you other lady artists out there that y'all know how to get down, how to do y'all things, you know what I'm saying? So when you come on to the show, you better come correct. Because she sure did. You know what I'm talking about? So I'm going to pass the torch to Miss Lyrical. She's going to bless the mic once more time.
Hey, I would like to give a shout out to Soda Pop. Thanks for everybody, you know, that's tuned in. And thanks for just having me here. Hope to be here many more times. Hit me up on Twitter at @Miss_Lyrical, Facebook, Miss Lyrical, Instagram, @Miss_Lyrical. Everything Miss Lyrical, MissLyrical.Weebly.com. Come holla at your girl. Don't be shy. And also, I want to give a shout out to all my fans, too. Even the fans overseas in Zimbabwe, Africa, y'all dope. And, yeah.
For sure. We appreciate you coming in and blessing us all with your presence on the radio show. I'm passing the torch right back to Mr. Music.
Yeah, man, it's your boy, Mr. Music. You know what I'm saying? Before I get out of here, you know, I got to give my little shout out. First of all, thank God. Thank my mother. Thank my grandmother. Without them, I wouldn't even be able to do anything I'm doing for y'all. But definitely got to give a shout out to Ms. Lyrical doing the thing. She came in here real cordial. Her own swag, first lady stepping here in Soda Pop doors and drop a whole mixtape. I'm honored. I feel the love. You know what I'm saying? It's real good. Keep on doing your thing. We're going to support you. That's what we're here for. And yo, man, aside from that, y'all make sure y'all check us out. It's Soda Pop Radio, also the franchise, December 14th on the Saturday, 18-plus party. Neeson's Bar and Grill, 4851 West 123rd Street, Savage, Minnesota, starting at 9 p.m. It's called Skull the Cold, a hip-hop food and winter clothes drive. Performances by Schoolboy ENT. D-Bomb, excuse me, y'all. Lope the Rillers, King Fuva, C4, Solo Star. Hey, your girl Solo Star is dope, too. We're going to have a hub over here. Gunzo Music, Polar Boy, ENT, Moochie C, Mayhem, The Truth, and Cause. DJ, North Star being the ones and twos. It's free entry with donation of a canned food, good or article or winter apparel. Otherwise, it's going to be $5. Also, y'all make sure y'all check out the other event coming up. My man King Rectus is going to be in the building. Hey, yo, it's Team Triller presents the RL, the Voice of Next, Sunday, November 24th, Hometown R&B Experience. Also, outside of Team R&B, it's going to be Lil Renee Dior, the one and only Black. Shout out to Black and Next to Blow Radio, man. I know some people feel some type of way about that, but shout out to Next to Blow Radio and Black. You dig? Hey, yo, Chantel, shout out to her too. Ray Covington, who's celebrating the birthday of your boy Trilla of Team R&B. That's going to be at the venue, 315 First Avenue North. That's actually right across the street from my PR. Man, shout out to the whole Soda Pop Radio team. Man, y'all doing the goddamn thing. I ain't mad at none of y'all. Once again, shout out to Ms. Lyrical. She really set the bar high today. First female on Soda Pop Radio. First female to answer these questions correctly, B. You know what I'm saying? Because we had other females on the show. But, huh? You know what I'm saying? But you know what I mean? So I can tell you got that artist swag. You ready for the game. You're doing your graphic design thing. You're making beats. You're rapping. You're staying busy. You ain't locked up. You know what I mean? You ain't shot up. So you good. So, you know what I mean? Much love to you, all right? I'm going to hand this mic back to Finesse before we get up out of here.
What's good with it? This Soda Pop Radio, the radio that pops like popcorn, fucking like Sprite. Obey your thirst. So we're going to get it in tonight. Y'all have a good night. We love you guys. Thanks for tuning in. Shout out once again to everybody out there, all my listeners, ladies, Eddie, Aaron. Get it, you know what I'm saying? Turn up at the same damn time. We got you kind of left. You know what I'm saying? Lean it back. Get it, Jay. What's up? Love you, Jazzy. Miss Tia. You know what I'm saying? Lady E. Mr. Music. Let's get it.
One more thing before I get out of here, man. Shout out to my motherfucking Elite Global Management team that I just joined recently, man. Shout out Lady Aaron. Shout out to Miss Dana. Shout out to motherfucking Christopher Smith. He just dropped his new book on us, know what I'm saying? He's doing a lot of things. I can't be mad at y'all. Shout out to Lifeline Entertainment. Know what I mean? King Sean. Moochie C. All y'all. I see y'all, man. The thing about Soda Pop Radio is, man, like some people say they support motherfuckers out here. But then you got us that really support motherfuckers. So everybody that's out there, step your fucking game up and we out of here, you dig? One love.